Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Hump day. I can't help but say it.
We need a new little intro, like another like soundbite or something, like what we have for everything else that we'll say.
Yeah.
Hump day. And like a trap hump remix. Day. Hump, 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 day. Like it will be like one of those, like, because you have all those remixes.
We'll revise
now.
That, but yes.
You know what I'm talking about though? Like you have all those beat remixes that you get from SoundCloud these days.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Big SoundCloud girl these days. Always finding new stuff for spin. Another week, another episode today. We're really excited about this episode.
We are. I think it's overdue, you know?
It's overdue. If not just at the perfect time.
Oh, maybe, that too.
The due date is here. We were just trying to, I'm sorry. We're just really
mood right now. Danielle and I have just been in a mood today.
It happens a lot, let's be real.
It does.
Well, we were just trying to think of like something that's pertinent to like a lot of us right now. And we were talking about how like this time of year is like a really weird in between year of like winter into spring, getting ready for spring break. And after Valentine's Day, people that are single feel sad. People that are in relationships feel sad. Everyone's just, it's just weird. Yeah. It's a weird time.
I think I can't speak on behalf of people in a relationship, but I know that a lot of like my friends in the past have expressed like disappointment and like maybe their significant other didn't like do it big enough, or like comparing yourself on social media, comparing your relationship, comparing being single. So like, I think there's a lot of people that are just dealing with like general confidence issues these days. I mean, story of life.
Self-esteem. Because like in the winter, people just get, I don't want to say lazier, but like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lack, like Brooke said, of confidence during this time of year as a whole. And we didn't want to just, we've done an episode on confidence, but we want to talk about, this is something Brooke and I always remind each other of like remembering who you are and how to stay true to you and stay confident and happy in yourself. And how to kind of just bounce back.
I like that. And like more reflective of yourself and like how to find worth in yourself basically, and little things that both of us do, because obviously we do a lot of things, you know, with friends, family, like how we receive outside validation and joy and stuff like that too, but a lot of it obviously is internal, and like you can only find true happiness within yourself. So we'll talk about that today.
Yes, exactly. So we have a ton of points that we want to talk about. I'm really excited. I know Brooke is. But of course, we will get into our highlights and lowlights.
Hey.
Highlights and lowlights.
So my lowlight for this week is I think I've said this in the past too, I'm just not eating my best. I know that. I'm not eating the healthiest. And I just, I'm having trouble I don't know. I think I've just been so busy lately. And so when I have time to eat, I just like want to eat like something that I just know is tasty, you know? Does that make sense?
No, I feel like that. You have a craving and you're like, I just want to fill this specific craving more so. That kind of idea.
Yeah. And I don't mean this to, you know, trigger anybody or anything. This is just simply like nutritional stuff. Like nothing more than, like, I could be just eating more fruits and vegetables. Like, I think I do an okay job, but I feel like since I work so hard in spin and working out and staying active, I feel like I owe it to myself to eat healthier and be more conscious. And I try to be conscious, but I've just noticed recently I've been like late night eating or just like randomly snacking. And I just, I feel like I could do better. And I'm just kind of in this weird struggle of like, I don't know what I want to eat to be healthy. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I have two things on this. First off, you look phenomenal. So I would never be like, you literally look amazing. Everybody says it. Everyone that I talk to, even people that don't know you, that like only know you from Instagram, like friends of mine will be like, Danielle looks fantastic. So seriously.
That's so sweet. Wow. Yes. Thank you. It's not even like I notice, that's the thing. That's why it's bothering me. Like I don't
totally
notice. I just feel like guilty. Like I feel like I should be treating my body better.
I have the second thing that I'm going to say is I think that there's so much pressure these days on like following a specific diet. Like you probably get that question all the time. I get it too. What kind of diet do you follow? Like, are you vegan? Are you vegetarian? Like, are you anything? I'm like, I have no label. I have no label. I just eat food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that there's pressure to have that. So I feel like you're feeling that pressure probably too.
That's so true. Like, I feel like I have to like have a label or something. And like, that just shouldn't be how it is. And no one's telling me it should be how it is. It just, that's such a good way to put it, Brooke. Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel. And I want to be an inspiration to others. Cause so many people are asking me to do like a healthy, what I eat in my day. And I'm like, I like had a PB&J for lunch yesterday. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's like so hard, but I do know that I could be treating my body better. Cause I like want to live a long time and, you know, like I want to be good to my body. I'm just like in this rut of like going to the grocery store is so scary. Like, honestly, thank God for HelloFresh, but I don't get HelloFresh every week, you know?
Yeah. And thank God for like Trader Joe's and like grocery stores that are more manageable than like the big, the big like Kroger's and stuff like that. I get it. It's stressful. Stop and Shop for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to do this. But I feel
exactly.
That.
Yeah. That's just my low light. That's just how I'm feeling. What's yours?
I feel that it's definitely complicated. And in college, I found it was really hard for me too. So like maybe
it is,
you know, we'll figure it out.
I will. I got this.
It's all good. My low light's a little different. It's not like too low, I guess, compared to the previous weeks. I'm doing actually a lot better.
good.
So it's actually when we're recording this week is my mom's 50th birthday. And I'm just sad that I can't be home to celebrate with her. Not even that I can't be, I guess. Like,
that's so cute.
Yeah, I could have gone home, of course, and like done it. But, she, you know, they were telling me their plans. Like my uncle's coming over for dinner and like it's like a small gathering. She's doing like a bigger party in a few weeks that I am going to. But it's just like one of those times that I'm like, I just feel like so many significant moments in my life pass and I'm like, I'm so many miles away. And it was like this in college too. And I chose this path and I chose to live, you know, far away from my family. So it's just like things that I have to deal with and FOMO, if you will.
FOMO is the word, ma'am. I feel you on that, sister.
Yeah. And it's not the end of the world. And obviously I am like super flexible in my life that I could just zip home, but then I feel guilty for not being here because I'm paying so much money in rent to be here. And I'm like, oh, like what should I do or should I go? So I mean, I won't have to, luckily, knock on wood, I won't have to deal with these problems much longer with my new life path, but it's all good. Yeah.
Yay. Well, that's yeah, I feel that. My mom just told me recently that she's doing, like, a big birthday party.
Really?
For her. I know. And I was like, well, shoot. Like, I can't come home for her birthday, but I wish I could, too. I feel you on that.
Yeah. It's compromises. So,
compromises is key, sadly. So we'll pivot and switch to our highlights. My highlight, sorry, I just have to talk about Valentine's Day.
No, you just, the people want to hear it. After your Instagram stories, another thing, everyone's talking about the Instagram stories, Danielle, I need to hear about it.
Well, so this past weekend was Valentine's Day and it was honestly my first time spending Valentine's Day with like a significant other because my last relationship was long distance and I don't think we ever were together. So I'm kind of always been used to like being alone on Valentine's Day, but I've always loved Valentine's Day personally, mm-hmm. single or taken. Like, I just love it. Like, that whole day I wore pink. Like, I was listening to Justin Bieber's new album. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's such a lovey day. And when you just change your perspective of it, it could be Galentine's. I don't know. Anyways, I love Valentine's Day no matter what. However, it was really fun. So actually, this was because of Brooke's recommendation. It was just random. One time Brooke and I were, I don't even know how it came up. Like, it wasn't like you were like, you should do this. Like, we were just talking about it. And then you were like, you and Ryan could do it. I was like, wait, we'll do it for Valentine's Day.
I think I saw it. I saw someone else do it. And I was like, this is I would be interested, but it's so highly romantic. Like, wow, you should consider it. And then I was like, oh, they have a location like near you. So it just like made sense mm-hmm. for your life.
Yeah. That's what I mean, you like saw it in your subscription box or something. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So basically it's this thing called Getaway House and they have them they have locations for like a couple big cities and one of them is Atlanta. So it's like you, if you live near that area, they have like all these like cabins, these really small cabins, but they're like kind of modern and cool in like a very remote location, very in the middle of nowhere, kind of like kind of near hikes and stuff, but very like it's supposed to be a getaway. And they really promote like putting your phone in a cell phone lockbox while you're there. And it was really cool. Like, so basically for Valentine's Day, Ryan and I went there for one day. Or for one night, I guess. And it was so much fun. Like, we barely had phone service. And we just relaxed. Like, we they give you a list of all these things you can do, like, not on technology. And, like, you get there and you don't have to check in with anyone. They just give you, like, a code. And you basically get your own little, like, cabin. If you guys saw my Instagram stories, you would have seen it. And it was really freaking cute. You get a little kitchenette. And then you get your own fire pit, a picnic table, and two chairs.
So cute.
And they give you the firewood and everything. And it's very aesthetically pleasing. It was just perfect.
The big window. It was a great shot. Yeah.
It was so beautiful, and it was just like him and I did not want to leave. It was just so relaxing. Like, you just don't want to come back to the real world. And we basically just – I got the cabin, and then he took care of all the food and everything else. He built the fire. He, like, got food to make dinner and breakfast, and it was just, like,
so cute.
So fun. It was fun. We kind of played house. It was fun.
Yeah. It's small, though, right? It looks like it's pretty tight quarters.
We, like – yeah, we kind of, like – had to, like, move around each other if we'd be, like, in the room. Like, it was so funny. But it was just really nice to just get away and relax. And, like, it was so cool because there's no city lights. So when the sun went down, I mean, we saw all the stars. You could hear, like, all the animals. It was like, oh, I just want to go back right now. Like, we're literally going back. I don't
you are?
I mean, we don't have plans, but, like, we loved it that much. We're like, we should come with, like, some other friends, or, like, we'll come again and we'll stay two nights and we'll do this. I don't know. We both were just like, we're coming back. So it was only like an hour and a half, 2 hours from Athens. And it was
I'm so happy.
Nice.
That makes my heart so happy. Oh my gosh.
So thank you, Brooke, for the rec. It was perfect. Oh, and it was nice because it was, like, a good balance between, like, stuff I would like and, like, something Ryan would like, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It seems like it's, so there's no TV, correct?
No TV. Yeah. And I had a friend actually that did it with her boyfriend last month, and she was like, I suggest downloading a movie. And I, like, did, and then I left my laptop here because I was like, no, you know, like, that's not where we're going.
Yeah.
So
you just want to chat and hang and be outside.
Yes. Oh my god, Ryan's gonna kill me for saying this, but
oh my gosh, I want to hear it now. I'm nervous.
No, it's not that bad. But so they also gave us, like, a s'mores kit or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
So we, like, made dinner, and then we were going to make s'mores. And he's like, oh, I have a surprise. And I was like, oh, my God, what? And it was so cute. He's going to kill me for saying this. It was so cute. He bought strawberries and chocolate to, like, heat the chocolate over the fire.
Oh, my God.
To do fondue. And it was so
sweet.
That is
cute. Oh, my gosh. Why is he going to be embarrassed? Oh, it gets worse.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm the worst right now. We like, cooked everything over the fire. We cooked the burgers, everything. Well, he did. Not we.
The beans.
We did grilling. Everyone thought that was so funny. We made beans. It's a thing. Barbecue,
I've seen beans. It before. It was just, like, the picture was, like, it's a grill. And then there's, like, a singular can of beans on the grill. I've seen it done before. It's just funny.
No, it totally is funny. They're really good, though. We had, like, potato chips with the burger. Oh, so good. But so we put the pot over the fire with the chocolate, and I kind of thought to my head, like, I don't know if we could just melt chocolate. Like,
oh, it burns
milk with it too. Yeah, it totally burned. it was so we were just, like, waiting, and then all of a sudden we, like, put the flashlight over because it was dark out. We couldn't really see anything. It was all, like, burnt. He was like, uh-oh. And then it was just, he felt so bad. He was like, I was just trying to be romantic. And it was so funny. So we just, like, ate the strawberries and made the s'mores. But it was so sweet. He was just so sad because he was, like, so excited. Aww. He's like, I've never had fondue before. I don't know. But yeah,
so bougie. Maybe you guys could go to the melting pot at some point, Danielle.
Yeah, for real. Let's redeem ourselves. It was just so funny.
You should. You
but
deserve
yeah, sorry, that was a tangent.
It.
But the next day, we went and, like, ooh, sorry, we went for a hike on this, like, trail.
Oh, you did? Helen, hiking girl.
Yeah, we hiked the next day. Like, nothing crazy, just, like, to this, like, waterfall thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we, on our way back to Athens, we stopped in Helen, Georgia.
I saw you guys,
like,
were
Germany
going off. Yeah.
Yeah, we were going off. We, like, love doing that. We love just, like, having a weekend. We just, like, I don't know. We're really good at, like, doing stuff together. We're just like, okay, let's go do that now. It's really nice. But
so
we
fun.
Went to this place called Helen, and it, like, they do, like, Oktoberfest there in October, and we want to go back for that, but it's very, like, it literally looks like a little German town. It was really fun. So anyways, that was so fun. And if you live in Georgia, I highly recommend doing that whole itinerary because it was awesome.
Hey, I know that they do have this getaway house for the Boston locations in New Hampshire, but they do have it here.
Oh, that's so pretty.
And I think that they have it. I saw that Keaton did it in LA, I think.
Yes. So Keaton and her boyfriend did it this weekend too. I texted her. She was like, oh my God, great minds think alike. It was just so cool.
Yeah.
It's, is that they did an LA one?
Maybe not LA. I know that they do have it in LA, but it could have been, they have it in a bunch of major cities. So
I think he lives in like Seattle or Portland or something. And
okay.
That makes I don't really know. But yeah, so what was your highlight? Cool.
Mine was my fun weekend also, my fun singles weekend, which honestly,
yes, queen.
In years past, I've been like sad on Valentine's Day. This year, I was not sad, which was really nice. And I think the secret to it is just, especially this year was on a Friday, so it was really easy to make plans. But I think in the past, you know, when it's on like a Wednesday, it's kind of awkward. It's like, all right, you just kind of got to suck it up, you know, but
yeah, it's like you can't go out on your own. Like,
totally.
I know what you mean.
It's like awkward timing. So I was like, it's a Friday. So I, you know, hopped on like a plan with a bunch of friends and we went to dinner and then went out and it was just like a fun night, just like a regular night out. But I just honestly, it felt like no other day than like, it didn't feel like it was Valentine's Day. It just felt like a normal time.
Right.
So much fun. And then Saturday I had a friend from high school come visit and then we went out. So just honestly, I had a very fun social weekend and it's a long weekend this weekend. Like people, not everybody has off from like school or work tomorrow, but it is President's
Day. Yeah. So sad. I don't. I think, yeah, back to the Valentine's Day thing. Like, I think if you just think about it as more of like love day, like I always call it like happy love day. It's more just like sharing the love with everybody. Like I saw a ton of my friends like got their roommates like donuts.
I love
sorry,
that
Lynn, I didn't get you anything, but like just stuff like that I think is so cute. It's just promoting like happiness and love.
It is. My dad sent me flowers. I mean, like, it doesn't have to
that
be,
that was so sweet.
I know, he's an angel, but it doesn't have to be like in a romantic way. Like it's you know, I love my parents and they love me and whatever. It could be friends, family. It doesn't, I totally identify with that too, Danielle. I don't think it has to be this big old, maybe it's because I've never really had a Valentine that I feel that way. I could imagine a situation where it's like a girl is recently broken up with and then Valentine's Day is like a really girl or guy, whatever. Like that's totally sad and you're allowed to feel sad. But I think for many people, it's like you just got to hop up and get over it. I went out with so many people this weekend that were like, this is my first Valentine's Day in like 2 or 3 years that I'm single. And it's like you just have to get back after it. You know, that's the only really solution.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. I still haven't watched All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Oh, my
number
gosh.
Two.
Okay.
You watched it, right?
Yeah.
Don't.
I'm not going to say anything because I posted like one spoiler on my story and everyone was like, are you kidding me, Brooke? There was no warning slide. And
I saw that, but I guess I didn't really like read it. There wasn't a warning slide.
I know. Like, I'm not, it wasn't even like a warning. It was just something so stupid. I was like, Peter, why you got to be like that or something. And everyone was like, I didn't know. I didn't give anything away. Like,
I saw that and I don't really, yeah, I don't know. That makes no sense.
I've just been on like a big, like, I don't even know. It was just going with the consistent theme of like Valentine's Day, you do you, like, haha, have fun. That was like my whole message this whole week on my Instagram, apparently, because I like looked back at all my stuff. I was like, oh my God. It was like,
no, it's good. It's good. That's important.
Yeah, it was a fun little week, though. I think, honestly, can Valentine's Day always be on a weekend? Because that's ideal.
Yeah, that was hype.
Good for couples, good for non-couples.
Yes, I would agree.
So should we talk about our current fave?
Yes, we should.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
All right, so this is probably something I should feature in like the happening, but I can't. And I shan't, and I won't.
Oh, okay.
Because it's technically like a pop culture. Guys, Justin Bieber's new album came out on Valentine's Day. And oh my God. It just speaks to my soul. Like, literally, like, it came out on Valentine's Day. And I was, like, riding the bus to class that morning. I was already in, like, a really good mood. And just, like, hearing his beautiful voice. Oh my God, I have the chills
his
right now.
His beautiful voice.
To the album. Like, I've just always been a Justin Bieber fan. And I kind of, like, dipped down for, like, a year or two, I think. And I'm just back on the Bieber train, like, full on.
Belieber, like, you watched the show, so.
Yeah, I haven't finished it. They keep releasing episodes. But, yeah, that kind of got me back on it. And I love his whole life story. And his music's so good. He has, like, a song with Quavo, Travis Scott, Post Malone. Like, he just had...
I don't know. I just love the songs. They're very just like good to listen in the morning, at night. Like they're just like a good. Have you listened to it yet?
Yes. Okay. So I listened to some. I like the Intentions. Well, that's like the
yes.
Quavo one. So Quavo. Good. Some of them are very, Mariah and I spoke about it. Very, very love heavy. Very,
very. Yeah. I mean, in one of the episodes of his like documentary thing, like it's literally all about Hailey Bieber. So
yeah, I get it. And I think it's good. Some of them are a little like, I think it's totally different for what he's done. Whenever I say totally different, I think of that TikTok. Totally unique, never been done before. Oh. Show-stopping, original. Wow.
I loved it. When Brooke texted me the other day, we were like talking about plans or ideas or something, and she said that. She replied to my thing with that, and it was just incredible. Like I was reading it in my head in as her TikTok Lady Gaga's voice. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm addicted to TikTok. That's another thing. Fave.
But I can only go on TikTok when I'm like ready to be on it for an hour. Like no exaggeration.
You can't just casually pop on TikTok and be like, I'm just going to watch this one. Like, no.
No.
No. Give yourself a solid 30 minutes minimum. Yeah.
Minimum. That's so true.
I totally cut you off though. So I do want to keep listening. I just kind of got, I think I came out on Valentine's Day. Is that why? Maybe. I think at one point I was like, I need to chill for a sec. So I think that was
my problem. Like I get that. No, for sure. And like some of the songs kind of blend in together. They're very similar, but some of them I'm like, whoa, like ETA, really good. Second Emotion, really good. Oh my God, I love the chills. I want to listen to it right now. BRB, gotta pause recording. No kidding.
Are you going to spin to these or they're not really like that kind
of? No, they're not. He's gotten very R&B.
Okay. I would agree. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. They're not spin. They're like cool down. I used one of his songs last week to like cool down too. That's it.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll give it a better listen and then I'll get back to you on that. Okay.
Please do.
Okay. My fave is something totally unique, completely original, never been done before. If people don't know TikTok, they're gonna be like, what?
Yeah, like what?
Mine is tea tree oil.
Okay. I need to get back on that.
So I've never used this before, and I was at Trader Joe's, and I remember everybody talks about it as like a really good spot treatment for acne, and I think it is like related to hormonal like period acne, what I'm dealing with right now, but it's just like on my chin, really in like specific areas. But it's like a specific kind of pimple that I've never really had before. I know this is kind of like gross, but no.
I know what you mean.
It's not like everybody gets like blackheads or like whiteheads. Like I've had, you know, little like pimples before, but like I was like, oh, this is kind of concerning. It's like a breakout like I haven't had in a really long time. So I wanted to try something new, and not only does it smell fantastic, it's inexpensive. It's like $7 for the bottle, and like you only need the smallest amount. You literally dip a Q-tip in it and put it on your pimples, and it's clear, and it dries them out. But I guess it does. It's pretty drying, so I think that's the con, because then your skin gets like really dry, and then you put makeup on top, and you know how.
Yeah, I used to use it.
But I would say that it definitely works, because I tried it a few nights in a row now. And my skin's definitely not great, but it's better, and it's inexpensive.
It smells good.
You could buy it at the grocery store. So I think for those, yeah, it smells really good. And I feel like other acne products, like Danielle and I right now, we have the, we have some of this, Mario, is it yours, Mario Badescu, or is mine's Kate Somerville, like drying lotion or whatever?
Yeah. If you guys saw right now, Brooke and I literally both have drying acne lotion all over our chins, like both of us mutually.
But it's fine though, like YOLO.
It's a look. It's a look. Gotta support it, you know.
Sorry for the call.
Because we started. Well, I just saw like you had it on, so I was like, I want to put it on.
Yeah, influenced.
I want to fit in. Yes.
No, I always do it at night too, because I live by myself and I don't have to deal with it. But it smells kind of weird. So tea tree oil doesn't smell weird. So that's what I appreciate about it. It's good.
That's true. Or even for maximum, you could put the tea tree oil and then the drying lotion over
top. Yeah, I didn't. Look at that. Maybe
it's a lot of dryness.
Yeah, that's the problem. Then your skin gets so dry, and then you have to worry about re-moisturizing it. Like acne is just a vicious cycle, man. Kind of sucks.
Vicious. I like that adjective. You know why I keep saying adjective? I've said adjective like 3 times, like before Brooke and I started recording too. Because, sorry, back to the getaway house, they gave us like a thing of Mad Libs to play.
Oh, that's so
fun. Like,
oh my God.
We played, but it was such a refresher, like noun, adjective, adverb. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, you know? So I think I've just been like saying it. I don't know.
Oh, that's so I haven't heard of Mad Libs in like years.
A while.
Bring me back.
Yes. So shall we get into our goals for this coming week?
Yeah.
That sounded convincing.
Yeah.
Let's yeah.
go. Goals.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
So my goal this week is to kind of start my little, I'm not saying I want a health kick by any means, but to kind of actively maybe change some things in what I'm eating. I'm going to try and change up my breakfast this week, which is going to be hard.
Okay.
Because I love toast. I wake up in the morning on school mornings. I loved having my wheat toast, whole wheat toast, whatever, multigrain toast, I don't know, whatever I buy. With coffee. It is, I look forward to it absolutely every morning. Now, I used to eat oatmeal with like soy milk and probably a little bit healthier. So I'm going to try and have oatmeal again tomorrow morning and I will let you guys know how this goes.
Please do. Do you top it with anything? What's the specifics? Or it's literally just
oatmeal?
Oh,
sorry. Yeah. No. Yeah, I do oatmeal. So I put the oats with hot water in the microwave for like a minute and then water, oats, microwave a minute. Take it out, and I put a little soy milk with chia seeds, actually, because they've got fiber, and they kind of fill me up a little bit more, and they add a little texture, and the faintest little bit of brown sugar. However, my dad just sent me this thing called Yona syrup, and it's supposed to be like some good pro. He always sends me like the newest and greatest whatever, and he's like, try this in your oatmeal. So it's kind of like perfect timing. It's kind of like agave, if you will, but it's a prebiotic, not a probiotic, it's a prebiotic or something, and he said it's good for me, so I'm gonna try it.
I'm interested. Okay, please keep me updated, but I do have a suggestion for you if you're looking for something more on the go.
Please.
Friendly. I yes. tried these overnight oats from Mush.
Did you like those?
They are phenomenal. Never wow. been done before completely. Help me.
Oh,
no, they really are so good. The only problem is that it's an overnight oat consistency versus like a hot oat consistency. So you know what I'm talking about. They're like soaked.
Yeah. Soaked.
So
I like Daily Harvest too. Theirs is good. I do like overnight oats. Maybe that's quicker because sometimes I just don't have time to make oatmeal. You're right.
Yeah.
I should try those.
I only really like, I will say, but this is specific to the person, but I only really like the vanilla and chocolate flavors because the fruit, I just don't really like artificial. I mean, I don't know if the
I don't
fruit
either.
Is artificial, but like a blueberry that isn't real blueberries kind of freaks me out. So
I agree. Yeah, that's fair.
Fair. All right. Well, my goal, I guess, for the week is very simple. It's just to have a good time when you come and visit.
Oh, well, gosh darn it. I will tell you now that it will be accomplished.
Okay. Well, Danielle comes this Friday when this comes out. So we're so excited to reunite. And
I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. And we have plans. I would say like some nights, like Friday, we have a plan. Saturday is kind of like a looser plan. And then Sunday we have a plan. So I feel like it's good. We have a little bit of flexibility in there. But we're going to have a good
time.
Yes,
very important. I'm so excited. It is about darn time I come to Boston. Like, it is time.
I know it's been a minute, but at the same time I get it, like you've had school and everything and it's way easier for me to, but it's been a minute since, oh no, I guess we just saw each other in New York, but
oops. But it's just, I mean, we do a podcast together, like we must see each other. No, I'm so excited. We're gonna like get dinner with Gretchen, Arlen, Molly, Maggie, all the peeps, and we're gonna go and get like blowouts. We're gonna get a bubble cycle, you know, all the basic things that we have to do, and then we're just gonna have Brooke and Danny time, and I get to see her apartment. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, yes, you do get to see my apartment and stay here. And Saturday hopefully it will be nice weather, do some shopping. It's been terrible weather here, but I feel like the whole East Coast has just been rain lately.
Yeah, it's raining literally right now, I'm pretty sure. Yep.
Oh, well, we're going to cross our... Oh, it looks like the nice weather this weekend. It's going to be cold, Danielle. Bring your jacket. It's in the 30s.
Oh, I will. I was intending on bringing my jacket.
Okay, good. But that's really it for, I feel like, the goal and everything. It's super simple. I feel like, you know, the goal is always to, you know, keep doing life and everything. But I want to just live in the moment when you're here.
I love that. Yes, that's definitely... I will help you with that goal. Well, now we can get on into the theme of this episode.
So yeah, we're going to talk about really the concept of just remembering who you are. Honestly, I wrote down leveling up because I feel like that's also the theme here. Mm-hmm. It's not only just knowing who you are at the core, but also like thinking the most the best about yourself that you possibly can. And for some people, I know for me, that usually involves making decisions or doing actionable items to literally better my life. So quite literally, we're leveling up today.
Yes, we are. We are thriving. We are bouncing back all of the things.
And we're just going to go back and forth with just some things that Danielle and I both do. I feel like, Danielle, you're truly the queen of, you know, having those moments of being like, oh my God, like I'm the Danielle Carolyn. But you're not like annoying about it, but you're good about like recognizing like, I need to get back to who I truly am, you know?
Well, thank you. Well, because sometimes, I don't know, like I literally had a moment like an hour ago, I was like, oh my God, there are some things I am doing that I don't need to be doing, vice versa. Or just like you just have to remember like who you are. Like, I don't know. It's just, well, let me just start it off with this quote then.
Oh, okay.
Because that I was about to say it, but it's technically one of my points. Is that okay?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
So I saw this quote somewhere and I used it as an Instagram caption once, and it just like really hits home for me. And I know you liked this quote. She remembered who she was, then she changed the game. Or then the game was changed. Oops, that might... I don't really know. But anyways, like, it is so crazy how fast, like, when you have that moment of, like, holy crap, like, I'm me, I've done this, 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 I am kind, I am loving, or whatever it is, like, you have that... It is crazy how quick the game
is. So true. Like, it's so true. It's all of the elements. Yeah. Especially when life wears you down. I mean, like, personal anecdote, obviously I've had that happen past like few weeks, months, whatever, where life wore me down a little bit.
Weeks, months.
It was like, whatever, you know, my life has been crazy. And when life wears you down, you do have to step back from like the situation, the person, whatever it is, and be like, yo, I know who I am. And it doesn't have to be, and just by saying that, by the way, I know that sounds like condescending to be like, I know who I am and I know who you are. It doesn't have to be like that. It's just, mm-mm, you have to value yourself enough to recognize your worth, and everybody should feel this way. It doesn't matter who you are, what you've done in your life. Everybody, you need to look at yourself in the mirror every single day and realize you're freaking awesome and you're amazing. And it's not just like, I don't think you're valued because of like, you just said it, Danielle, you're valued because you're kind, you know, you've done good things in your life or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be because you've accomplished things or whatever it is. You know, try to like switch the way you look at yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like there's different things people need to be reassured of. Like there's certain things that I'm very confident in myself about and I don't really need to remind myself. But there's other things that I need to be like, Danielle, oh my God, like stop that. Like it is so crazy how powerful the mind is. Brooke and I often will talk about overthinking and how much it can consume your mind. And when you realize, when you kind of remind yourself of what you deserve, not only your worth, but of what you deserve. Like let's say a guy or a girl is treating you like mistreating you, honestly, like it is so easy to be like, oh, I mean, I'm not that great of a person, like, or like whatever. Like,
yeah, it devalues your self-worth. It really does.
But like, no, stop that. And it's just, I think sometimes people just need that reminder.
Yeah, it's also very easy to let other people's words, I mean, we know this with like the internet and everything, to let people's words consume you and change your value as a person. I know many of our friends deal with this, and it's like you become your worth in like what other people say about you. And I think, you know, this happens to people in day-to-day life too. And you have to realize that your valuation should not come from others. Like it has to come from yourself.
It has to. Like, I find myself like today, I guess I've had a lot of things happen to me today.
You've had
like
a day.
Earlier today, I was like thinking about the future and I was comparing myself to other people and where they're at right now. And I was like, Danielle, pull it back. Like, they're trying to get a job as an investment banker. You are not. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like that's just one example. Like, you have to remind yourself, like, everyone's on their own different path. And when you realize that, and like, you could have this realization and then kind of lose it. Like, this happens naturally.
Totally.
But it is important to, you know, every now and then remind yourself. And this is us telling you to remember who you are.
100%, and everybody deserves to feel that way. And it's so much easier said than done. So hopefully, like, some of these tips will stick with you. And I get it; it's something that I'm still like working through. And obviously, I have days where it's really good, and I think Danielle and I both feel that way. We'll have days, you know, where it's peak confidence. Like, don't try to get me down, like, because you're not gonna like get in or whatever. But then other days, I know I personally really struggle, and I'm like, you know, whether it's looks or my worth or whatever it is, and I think everybody struggles with it to a certain extent.
Oh, I definitely do, like, often, and it's just like natural. So we're not trying to be like, be tough and like always just, you know, like, it's normal, but it's good to kind of look in the mirror and snap out of it every now and then.
Yeah. And you realize, I can think of people in my life that I know that are like so crazy confident, or at least give the illusion that they are crazy confident. And I see like the path that their life is on, and they are on such like a high achieving, like high vibe path compared to other people that are, you know, for some reason, everything's going wrong. Woe is me. Like, oh, I hate the way that I look in this hat or whatever. Like, finding a little things wrong with everything. And I think that's when you realize confident people have it going on.
It's a good little opener. What's your like first tip?
It is. Okay. So my first thing that I like to say is, and we always talk about, you know, having a side hustle, having a passion or something, but I think having something that drives you and inspires you aside from another person. And I think a lot of girls, I've never been in a relationship, so I can't identify with this, but I think a lot of girls who get into relationships, or even friendships for that matter, whatever it is, tend to put a lot of their emphasis on that one person, and it kind of becomes a part of their identity, is, you know, their relationship or their friendships or whatever it is. And it's like, you have to have something going on, whether it's you freaking love what you're studying in school and you grind at that every single day, or you love knitting and you do that, you know, having something that you enjoy, that you look forward to doing, that's literally a passion for you, and that inspires you, and that you wake up and you're like, wow, I enjoy doing this one thing. And it takes, some people have to find it, and I know it's not easy for everybody, but maybe take time, carve that time out for yourself, because you deserve to find something that gives you that like rush of like, wow, I'm thriving.
Yes, it's Brooke is so true, so right. Like, it is so easy to put your value in someone else, or even a group of friends, or a pet. I mean, literally anything. But when you're putting it towards a passion that you're involved in, it makes like living, this sounds dramatic, but it makes every day like a little bit easier, because you can have a bad day but be like, oh, I know I'm going to baseball practice later, or like whatever it is. Or like for me, sometimes I'll be like having a crappy day and I'm like, oh, but I'm filming a video, and filming videos makes me happy. Or a lot of times Brooke and I will both be in bad moods and we're like, okay, we need to record a podcast. And then we're like, 100%. Wow, I'm so motivated.
Yeah.
Because I love it.
I'm getting motivated literally just talking about this. But I think it's hard. Yeah. I could see that. Like, and I think about, I make the joke all the time, like, I have no hobbies. Like, it's hard to find hobbies or something that you're interested in. And sometimes it takes, you have to invest that time in yourself, and you have to invest that, because you deserve to find something that you love doing, that you, it doesn't have to be for a monetary aspect, just like something that you genuinely enjoy doing besides finding your worth in another person.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because I sometimes find like, I'm very happy with myself. I'm very happy with my life, and I have a lot of passions, and every now and then I find myself like, oh, like thinking about my relationship or whatever. And like, it's awesome, but that's just an accessory. That's just like, well, that's not an accessory. He's a very important person in my life, but you have to work on yourself first. And
that's one part of you. It's not all of you.
Yes. Thank you. That's a much better way to put it. Oh my God. He's not just an accessory.
No, but I know that you were going about. And I think that for some people, it like really does. And I've seen it happen to friends where the relationship becomes their whole everything. And then if you break up, God forbid, or something, and it's like your world literally comes crashing down. So it's like, you that's why you can't do that.
Yeah. I saw it very recently with a friend of mine. She literally spent every waking moment with her boyfriend, and they had an argument, and they like took a break, and she like didn't know what to do with herself. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's so sad. And whereas like for me, I'm like, I don't want that to happen. But if it were to, like, I would have other things that I can do. And that's just like so important. And this isn't meant to like scare you guys, freak you out.
No.
Relationships. It's just like a good reminder when you feel like you don't deserve to like do something for yourself. Like, this is why you need to do that.
100%. Yeah. So finding something. It's not even like to stay busy either. It's like honestly fine with like finding what like fuels your fire. That's more the vibe that I'm going with that statement.
Yeah, it's like literally what makes you want to wake up every morning and what makes you feel alive.
Alive. I like that. So that's at the core, like one of the most important things. I can't stress enough to everybody.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. That's definitely number one. My next point is don't let yourself, this is kind of about comparing yourself, whatever, as well, but I wrote, don't let yourself get discouraged. You will just go down a rabbit hole and produce more negativity. You must be actively working towards whatever your goal is. Like, it is so easy. This kind of just goes back to like manifestation, things we've talked about in the past. It is so easy to feel very discouraged and just, I had a friend recently who had something she really wanted to do. And she reached out about it once and didn't really follow up after that. And she kind of got screwed over because she didn't like follow up again. But she just thought it would like work out. And so she just got like discouraged about it. Mm-hmm. But if there's something you really, really want, like this goes back to my favorite quote. She believes she goes, so she did like actively work towards this. And that'll just motivate you even more. Whereas if you're just like, oh, like that'll never happen. Like, I don't deserve this, back to your worth, there's a chance it won't happen because you're being so negative about it.
100%. Yeah, that's all about just like changing the way that you view a situation in terms of like positive, negative. I like that a lot, Danielle.
Yeah,
that was a good point.
Thanks. Next.
My next point is, I guess I just want to be careful with the way I phrase this, but my next one is to really, if the first part of it is to get out of the house. And by that, I mean, you know, say yes more, put yourself in uncomfortable positions. Mm-hmm. And I also say like, as a sub part of this is like to invest in your friends. And I say this with like a half heart because you want to make sure that you're investing in the right people. I think people that are also investing in you, of course, but at the same time, it's so important to have friendships and to have people yes. in your life that are motivating to you and on the same path as you. And I know people then are out here like, it's hard to make friends, Brooke. It's not that easy. Trust me, I get it. A lot of my friends these days are, you know, friends of friends or people that I have met through random things, maybe even like working out. Who knows? You know, you have to find friends like through random ways. Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just getting out of the house is the biggest thing. It's so easy to get stuck in your head and in your old habit and routines. And I think by actively choosing to do new things and invest in friendships. Sometimes friendships are an investment also in the beginning when you're like, I don't really know about this person. Like, I don't know if we're going to get along that well. And it's like, it's a gamble. So you have to like choose yeah. if you want to do it or not.
That's so true. Like there's so many times I'm like, and that's something I'm trying to get better about. Like there's people I have like friend crushes on and I'm like, oh, like it might be awkward at first if I just ask them to like go get coffee all of a sudden. But like, yeah. it's just gonna be awkward whether it's a friend where it's dating. Like it's just like you're just not comfortable with someone right away. Like mm-hmm. it just doesn't usually happen like that. So I think it's really good to push through the uncomfortable if you feel like it's worth it and just know that that's like very normal. I would agree with that completely.
Yeah. I guess it kind of doesn't really necessarily have to do with like remembering who you are at this point. This is more like leveling up if you're like feeling down and out and you're like, I need to like get yes. back after it. Like this is what I do to be like, because I get it. It's hard. And then people are out here like, just go do those things that you would want to do with friends alone. Like it's fine. And I'm just not that kind of person. You know, I went to an improv show the other day and I was like, I just wouldn't feel comfortable going to this alone. But I went to it with like a new group of friends and yeah. I was like, this was so fun and it's so cool to do new things. And I don't know. That's my two cents on that.
Love that. Up. Level up, baby. Well, I kind of had something along those lines just to kind of piggyback off of you. Brooke kind of said it, but to emphasize, and this has to do with leveling up and remembering who you are. Like when you remember your worth and who you are and your qualities and what you deserve, like you also have to remember like you need to surround yourself with people who are going to motivate you and going to uplift you. And I don't know, I've just noticed like a shift in like if I hang around people that are very, and this isn't like it, I want to be careful what I say. Like, I'm not trying to be condescending. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I have some friends that are more like productive than others, and that's like we're all very different personality types, but there's certain people that I just can't surround myself with because I don't feel like it's a good friendship. I don't think it's a good relationship. We don't enjoy, like, I don't know, like, I feel like it's just very negative. And so to be conscious about that is very important, because when you're surrounding yourself with people who are also motivated or have the same passions as you or kind of uplift you when you're feeling down or kind of know, like, that helps all of this make it makes all of this a lot easier.
I feel that. And I think, yeah, just being cautious about the people you surround yourself with. Do you like the person you are when you're with them?
Oh, I know.
And sometimes it's a hard reality to face, and sometimes it takes stepping back after maybe and then realizing it and being like, wow, I don't like those things that I did when I was with them, or maybe I didn't make the healthiest decisions or whatever it is. So I think, you know, keeping yourself in check with that too.
Yeah, that's like, that's a good, like, if you're trying to evaluate something, I think that's just honestly the best question to ask. It's hard, but it's the best one.
It is hard. And if you can't be honest with yourself, then like, they're probably not the people for you then. So
yeah. There you go. Hey.
Okay. My next one is so cliche and super cheesy in terms of like the category is self-care. But I think self-care is a lot of different things to people. And honestly, for me these days, it's been working out, reading, or listening. I've honestly been listening to books on Audible because it really like motivates me, or listening to a podcast, just doing positive things for myself. I've been getting into cooking, things that I do after, and afterwards I feel good. And that reminds me who I am. You know, I cook my, honestly, it sounds so cheesy, but I cook myself up a delicious HelloFresh meal, and I'm like, I made this for myself, this delicious, healthy, amazing meal, and I am nourishing myself and I feel so good. And it's so, like, I know this is cheesy to say. People are going to be like,
no, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. It's the similar feeling to, like, after you work out, you're like, I literally did that for no one else except for me. If you could look at it that way, that's how I feel about working out, at least. But
I literally always say that in my spin classes. I'm always like, you are here for yourself. So you can only challenge yourself, and you know yourself. It's so true. I love that.
So just doing something positive for you, I think it's an easy way to make yourself feel better. It's just like why people, you know, work out after a long weekend of like eating like crap or whatever. It's like, you know, do something positive for your mind, your body, anything. And that always helps me. It's crazy. Like whenever I do something good for myself, I'm like, wow, I really do value myself as a person. And like, I hold myself to a higher standard, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Weird as it is, that's the way that I look at it, at least. Anything that I do like that, reading, journaling, whatever, I'm like, I'm investing so much in myself right now. So I look at it like that.
Kind of like, all again, piggybacking off of you, keeping your I talk about this a lot, but your environment needs to be clean. It needs to represent how you want to feel. So I've been really on myself about always making my bed before I leave my room, because it's crazy how it can affect you. Or like keeping your apartment clean, your kitchen, like doing your dishes, lighting a candle. It is so crazy how it can affect. And just like Brooke said, like, you feel like you're doing so good for yourself. Or I even wrote down hygiene, like showering, and, you know,
a face mask,
using your eyebrows, face mask, like the littlest of things. Like, it's such a mood booster and honestly confidence booster. And just by treating yourself, you just feel so good about it.
I really like that. I think it doesn't have to be anything like crazy dramatic either. I know I say self.
No.
I feel like the phrase self-care is always associated too with like, just go shopping or like whatever.
Yeah, and definitely it's like, not.
It totally does not have to be that way at all.
Like skincare, washing your face before you go to bed, like actually taking your makeup off, like little stuff like that.
It's also all like the driving force behind doing all of this, you know, putting yourself out there in friendships and finding a passion, all this, like it has to stem from you wanting to do it for you. And that's like, you I can't even like articulate that of like how to find that fire in you, but like you just have to wake up one day, I think, and be like, I'm doing this for me. So.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you have any more points?
Yeah, I do have actually one more. Okay. So my next point here is just to make a change. And change to me recently has been really, the phrase itself, change, has been scary, because you don't realize how comfortable you get in your routine. I didn't realize it either until I like got so comfortable and complacent with the things that I was doing every weekend, and my, even just my week to week routine. I was like, you know what? I'm doing a few videos, I'm doing some podcast stuff, whatever. And I was just like, I was just okay with life. I wasn't like, wow, life is amazing, but I was just okay with it. And then I realized that like change I put on my vision board for this year, I was like, I want to start, you know, making changes. And I'm always the dramatic one to like make crazy changes, but it doesn't have to be that crazy. It could be as simple as waking up 15 minutes earlier so you have a little more time to do your full makeup routine.
So true.
Seriously. Or allowing yourself, like we just talked about, you know, doing your dishes, like give yourself a little more time before you, like in your night routine, try to give yourself more time to, you know, fully clean the kitchen before you go to bed so you can wake up and feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Kind of like doing those things. I mean, honestly, my changes are way more like complicated. I'm like, oh, I'm going to move. But like, I know that that's like obviously like crazy and like elaborate and whatever, but I think just making changes in any way you can in your routines, in your day to day, in your relationships, everything like that. I think because basically no change is made unless you make a change. You know what I mean? Like your life is going to continue on the same path unless you actively decide I'm going to switch something up. And I cannot.
And that can be hard. Yeah, it can be really hard. I feel that. Like an example, I like got like the last few times I've been like getting ready to go out or mm-hmm. get dressed up. Like I hate my hair right now, and I'm like, okay, like let me book a haircut. Like I need to get my hair trimmed. I need to get it healthy again. Like random little stuff, like just stuff like that. And that's like a more not materialistic thing, but more like beauty thing,
physical thing,
or
yeah.
Or like I've noticed I haven't been giving myself, or for a while I wasn't giving myself enough time in the mornings. And so the last few weeks I've stopped that. And I was like, okay, let me wake up literally an hour early. I don't care. Like, and it really boosts your mood. I love that point.
It does. The feeling of just not being rushed is unmatched. But even besides
unmatched.
Yeah, just little switches. If you're like, I want to start incorporating, you know, something new, and like you have to actively go out and make that change. Like no one's going to like go to the gym mm-hmm. for you. Like I wish it could work that way. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And those are all things that you individually have to decide. Obviously, it's nice if you have a roommate or a partner or someone that could do that with you, like a workout partner or something. But most of the time, let's face the facts, like you're on your own. I mean, that's how I am at least.
Yeah, and it might take a little push at first, but once you do it, you feel so darn good. There, most of the times, if I'm like today, I had something I had to do, and I was like kind of dreading it, and I went and I had fun, and I'm glad I did it. You know, like it's just you get yourself so worked up, and once you actually do it, like I'd say 9 times out of 10 for me, for you, for everyone listening, like there's things you're dreading, and then you do it, and you're like, wait, that wasn't that bad.
I wish
you could tell yourself that before you started. And you just knew it was true.
I so feel that. Those are like those things on your calendar that you're like dreading the day. And then it comes and passes and you're like, wow, I got through it. I can get through it again. I kind of like made an Instagram caption about that all today. Did you see that? I don't know if you read it. It got like really
Yes,
deep.
I did. I loved that. I loved that. You should elaborate on that really Thank quick.
You. Okay, really quickly. So basically, I was just going through, I guess this has to do with kind of leveling up and stuff too. Do you guys do this thing? Do you do Facebook anymore, Danielle? For like friends and family, do you do Facebook?
I need to get better about it. All my friends are so good about it except for me. Like, I know what you mean. Like, updating your Facebook, like,
just mostly
albums.
I see it doing it so, like, my aunts and uncles can see, like, what I'm up to.
Yeah, because they don't go on Instagram. I know.
Yeah, and they're not, like, watching my videos or whatever, so.
Yeah.
So I went through my camera roll actually since June. Since I moved here, I haven't posted on Facebook. So I like went through my camera roll, good and bad decision on my part, but whatever. And I saw all of these pictures that I remember in the moment I took them. And I remember absolutely just despising these photos. Like I remember like I would take them, you know,
really?
And I remember looking at them being like, oh my God, I look so, I honestly felt fat, even though I know that I'm not fat. I felt that way in pictures. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel big. I feel ugly. I don't like the way my smile is. I always find like the dumbest things to pinpoint that I don't like about the photo. I go back. Turns out I love half of these photos. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, these are amazing. And I honestly just connected it to a metaphor how in the moment things just seem so much worse than they actually are. Because then like 2 months later, like I look back at some of these pictures from, you know, a few months ago and I was like, wow, I remember I was going through like this at that time and it felt like the end of the world. It felt like my life was like, you know, crashing down mm-hmm. or whatever. And now I could look back on it 4 or 5 months later and I'm like, I'm good. I made it through it and I'm good. So I think
I love that.
I remember all the times that you've picked yourself up before, I guess is the
And like idea. It wasn't, it ended up being okay. That's actually a really good actual thing you can do because it's very easy mm-hmm. to be like, just remember who you are. Well, remember things in the past that you've done
yep.
that you picked yourself up. I love that. I'm going to start doing that.
They talked about it in one of my Soul Cycle classes at one point. I remember hearing it and I was like, it is, I could cry thinking about it, because it's like everyone's gone through their own version of crap in their life, and to some people it's way more extreme, and some people it's not as extreme. But you've gone through something that you, I remember
there, did you?
Yeah, at some points that you're like, or even just a day that you're like, I can't make it through this day. Like it's just such a bad day that you're like, I can't do it. And guess what you did? Because you're still here. So.
I love that. Wow, that gives me the chills.
I'm glad. Well, I feel like that all has to do with internally recognizing it. And there's only so many tips that you can give. You know, Danielle and I are sitting here like, we're like, you know, work out and like,
yeah,
make friends and stuff. And it's easier said than done. I get it, to look in the mirror and be like, I love myself. And I don't think anybody's fully there. It's hard.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But like, it's possible.
It's very possible. And that's definitely something tangible that you can think of and just be like, okay, I literally have done this before. I've got this. So my last point is music. Music is very healing for me. I know it is for you too, Brooke. Some people aren't affected by music as much, but let's be real. We all have those few songs that every time we hear it instantly puts us in a good mood. Oh, I have certain songs I listen to before I work out that motivate me. Like for some reason, Hop Off a Jet, Travis Scott, and I literally will tell Alexa to play it like every time when I'm putting my spin shoes on. I don't know. There's just certain things. And so maybe make a playlist with music that immediately boosts your mood. I have a playlist on SoundCloud called The Happiest Playlist Ever. And I always listen to that when I like really want to get into a certain mood. Or if you just have a couple songs, or like for sometimes if I really need like some girl boss vibes, I made a girl boss playlist on Spotify. You guys can totally find it. And it just has a ton of girl boss music. Or Ariana Grande, Thank You Next album hits me hard and it really so helps. Good. Just being very aware of certain songs that make you happy, make you feel a certain way you want to feel, and playing those when you need them.
I like that. Yeah, music is, I feel like for many people, it's a big part. I'm always shocked when I meet people and they're like, I'm not that into music. I'm like, are you serious?
How? I would rather music than movies, like for sure.
Oh yeah, I feel that all day long.
Totally. Yeah.
But you're really big on music. I feel like even when you're getting ready and everything, sometimes I just get ready in silence because I forget. But I feel like you're always.
Well,
like,
you watch videos or something. Yeah. True. You like YouTube or podcasts. You like content. And I like content too, obviously.
I just get comfortable listening to like familiar voices too. It's like a weird thing. Oh, that I'm like, sure. Oh, I love, you know, these two people or whatever it is. I'm like, they're my friends. They're not actually my friends.
They're your friends. Well, cool. I'm feeling very motivated. I have to study now again, but I'm feeling motivated to study.
I'm glad. I hope that everybody like gained something from this, and it could apply to you single or in a relationship too. I feel like it's coming after Valentine's Day, and we kind of talked about it like in a single context.
In those realms,
at the same time, I think that there's many people in relationships that like, you know, lose who they are. So it's like, find yourself. You got this.
I love it. I love it. We love you guys so much. We believe in you. Give us some feedback. Let us know how you feel after this episode. Hopefully you're motivated. Send me your playlist that you make. I want some happy playlists.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I do have a playlist called Remember Who You Are, plug. But
yes. That's what made me think of it, actually. Oh, I know you made that. And it's good to do.
Girl boss vibes.
All the things.
I love a little Beyonce action when I'm feeling really low, honestly. It really helps me out. Like, old Beyonce is so good.
Yes. I need to do that.
Destiny's Child.
Love it. Oh my God. Never forget. Well, we love you guys so much. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you guys very soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like
for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.